Well, Mike, you know, we've got some great folks that do some very high-level research on that very topic. And I have to throw down the gauntlet and say hats off to Sergeant Juan Santiago for all of his great research on that very topic. And overwhelmingly, it is a Caucasian male that has committed these active shooter events on our public school campuses across the country, whether they're at the college level, high school level, or middle school or elementary school level. And we've really distilled it down and looked at the history going back for the last several decades of these cases. And people in every instance have seen telltale signs of activities that don't sit well with others and are indicators that that problem is there, it's festering, and sooner or later it's going to boil over, and they've failed to act properly and failed to inform law enforcement. Or in the case of Nicholas Cruz down in Parkland, how many times did the FBI get a phone call about it and they didn't share their information properly, and law enforcement at the local level didn't know about that type of information? Thankfully, we don't have that type of relationship with the FBI up here in Citrus County. We meet frequently with our FBI counterparts and our FDLE counterparts, and even talk more frequently than the meetings, of course, just to make sure that we're staying ahead of these things. And when there's real intelligence coming across, we're getting it and we're reacting to it right away. And some of that stuff, it'll never make the front page of the newspaper. A lot of folks won't know about it, but we seamlessly integrate our work with the school board, the teachers, and the law enforcement professionals at every level to do everything that we can. Can we prevent them all? Absolutely not. But we do our level best to make sure that the kids in Citrus County, and I know that all the other sheriffs around the state are doing the same thing, doing what they can to protect their kids. And again, it goes back to that old maxim that's out there. If you see something, say something. Do something about it so that law enforcement knows and we can do what we can within the limits of the law to protect our citizens and make sure those kids can go back to school the next day.
You know, teenage angst, the internet ranked up by that. You know, I mean, you remember how tough it was being young, but, you know, it was a different world back when we were young.
Oh, it absolutely was, Mike. We didn't have all the distractions. We did not have sensory overload, especially the visual sensory overload that you get from all these games that kids play, whether they're doing on a smartphone, a tablet, or on a game console sitting in their house. Back in the day, Mike, you and I, we got thrown out after breakfast. We didn't come back until lunch.
Yep.
And we went fishing. We went to the beach. We rode our bikes. We played baseball. And in the fall, we played football, soccer. Soccer really didn't exist in Florida when we were kids. It was much later, right near the end of my high school athletic career, where soccer became a thing. But we were always doing something. And, oh, by the way, guess what? Hey, you're 15. Go get a job because you're going to want a car next year. And you're going to need to, you know, have some money to pay for gas and pay for your insurance.
Yeah, you know, you talk about fishing and hunting and working and playing baseball and doing all those things. You're working out all that aggression. But if you're just like me, not being able to sleep last night because I'm on my darn smartphone, and, you know, but I'm a grown man and I can handle it. But being a teenager, you can't put that phone down. I couldn't sleep because I was wired from the electronics. Imagine what it's like for a teenager with the raging hormones, and then you see Facebook and you get bullied, and then other people, everything they seem to have, and they get it so easy, and you get, it's easy to get frustrated. And I really think when it boils right down to it, in fact, I know it's not the guns. That's not it. That's just a vehicle to act out of the aggression. It is the changing world that's happened so fast. And I think we're finally coming up with the answers, like you just said.
Well, Mike, you know, and the other part of it, too, and when we know this from our own childhoods and being parents, parents have to be parents.
Yep.
Parents have to set rules and limitations. It prepares you for adulthood because there are certain rules and limitations on your behavior when you become an adult. And if not, guess what? There are consequences associated with that, whether it's a financial fine that you're going to have to pay, or you end up going to jail, or, you know, God forbid you kill somebody, whether it was premeditated or it's an accidental thing. Nevertheless, everything that you do as an adult certainly has those consequences.